works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory, may man will sing, great is the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory, may man will sing, great is the name of the Lord.
To Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And at 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, is the principle of to the glory of God alone biblical? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue the Bible series, studying in the book of Isaiah, teaching from Isaiah chapter 50 today. And the Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will be a service celebrating thanks to the Lord. And Pastor Otero will be speaking at that service. There will be finger food refreshments afterward. Also, there will be a congregational business meeting 1 week from today on Sunday, November 25th, and that will follow directly the morning worship service, and Treasurer Victor Laurel will present the financial operating statements for the fourth fiscal quarter of 2012 and the budget for the next new fiscal year. So that would be an interesting meeting that if you can, we urge you to attend that meeting to be brought up to date on what's going on in the business area of the church. So also please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday, and also to the church bulletin for this afternoon's activity. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise him. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymn this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Thank you, brother. And good morning once again. It's good to see each and every one of you. Once again, the song we're on today is page 70, Holy, Holy, Holy. turn your hymnals to 291, Guide Me Thou, Great Jehovah. Songs of praise, let's go ahead and stand up and turn hymnals to 261, Trust and Obey.
My brother, and just briefly give you a report so that you know. My wife has been injured last late afternoon. I cleaned the freezer and the garage, and then I put my hose and salt and all kinds of things that were on the floor, and Raquel came to put things together. I guess you don't trust me where I put things, and it's live. And graciously, she moved her head up. I told her, each time you fall, you put your head on the chin and the body holds. And that's what happened. But the last two rings smashed with one another. There is no broken. There is no sign even of a line. So don't need attaching. Just walking with pain. That's the only thing left. And she is under very severe pain at home. So I got all kinds of medicine. And you know, medicine for pain makes your stomach bad. And so you get medicine for the stomach, then another medicine for that one. And you know how it is. But it's pray for her that she will be. She's walking with pain, but I force her to walk back and forth so that the body will be properly framed. Also, you know about Angela. Tomorrow will be the internment in Alta Mesa Cemetery in Los Altos, one of the precious places over there, and at 2 p.m., and everybody is welcome. And then the memorial service is going to be here in church on December 1st at 12 noon. And so we will remember that precious lady that enjoys now the presence of our God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are reminded in 2 Chronicles chapter 26 that both riches and honor come from you. And you reign over all, and you have power and might, and your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name for what you can do in our life. God, we pray as a church that you will speak to us today through your word. And as a body of believers, we are reminded of your power in the scripture to heal. And so, Lord, we pray that you work on Ann Pareto, Romulo Noriel, Nobuco de Spain, Mildred Plica, now my wife Raquel, and then, Lord, that you work in the hearts of the Angeles family, that in this very precious moment of celebrating her departure, there will be a peace with each other, and so that we will have a remarkable memorial service, remembering your faith and your love for her. Lord, we are reminded of our missionaries in our church, in Carol and Ruth Knott, who writes a Spanish book in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. Here locally, the Informed Choice, Lord, that need money for their support. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, as Danny is serving you today in Los Angeles, and then Fred and Carol Lewis in the Worldview Centers in Portland, training missionaries. Thank you, Lord, for what you do for our life. Thank you for your supply. And thank you for your people who gave with love to the church. Even though we are a little behind, we know that we are careful in our expenditure. And so, Father, we thank you that your people are still giving because they love you. And so, Father, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Amos. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 994. We will be reading Amos chapter 2, verses 6 through 16. Would you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Amos chapter 2, verses 6 through 16. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they sold the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of shoes, that pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek. And a man and his father will go in unto the same maid to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down upon clothes laid to pledge by every altar, and they drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their God. Yet destroyed I am the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above and his roots from beneath. Also I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. And I raised up of your sons for prophets and of your young men for Nazarites. Is it not even thus, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord? But ye gave the Nazarites wine to drink and commanded the prophets, saying, prophesy not. Behold, I am pressed under you as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. Therefore the flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong shall not strengthen his force. Neither shall the mighty deliver himself, neither shall he stand that handleth the bow, and he that is swift of foot shall not deliver himself. Neither shall he that rideth the horse deliver himself, and he that is courageous among the mighty shall flee away naked in that day, saith the Lord. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray together. Our gracious Father, we're thankful that you have given us the scriptures and the gift of faith so that we're able to come to the knowledge of the truth and believe that all that is written to be your very word. We have learned to give thanks in all things because you have created all things and sovereignly rule over all things through the Lord Jesus Christ, who has all authority in heaven and earth. We are comforted to know that it is you who raise up and bring down rulers and nations, some for blessing and some for judgment. We pray that if there would be some hearing your word preached here today and on the radio and internet and CD who don't know you, that they would turn from sin and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid the penalty for sin with his own blood. We pray the last day for them would be a day of great blessing and not a day of judgment without Christ. We pray for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge that he has gained from a life of study of your word as he comes to deliver the message today. Give us ears to hear with understanding so that we may apply the word to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?